It's September 28th, 2018, and I made a friend uninstall Dota this week. I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm Nick Cease, and this is Bottle Crow, a Dota 2 podcast where we talk about anything except for Dota. And how did you cure somebody?
Well, so we didn't play together. We don't play together very much. In fact, they have uninstalled and reinstalled Dota numerous times. And so probably not a cure. Probably they'll be back.
Dang it.
But they had reinstalled, and they were like, hey, I reinstalled. Do you want to play a game together? And we did. And they were like, yep, this is why I don't play. And they deleted the game.
What a pleasant experience you had.
We had some very toxic teammates.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I've never had that happen, so I can't really help. But, you know. Mm-hmm. I hear whispers on the wind of bad teammates.
Our Sven bought a Shadow Amulet and just stood in top lane Shadow Amuleted because they gave up on the game.
That is a special breed of Dota 2.
Yeah, it's a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Sven's a piece of shit. So, I'll speak for myself. I feel like, for some reason, this week for me was finally, like, the TI retirement. Like, this was my break from Pro Dota. I don't know what the hell's happening.
Yeah?
There's a minor going on, right? Soon. Mm-hmm. There's been qualifiers for the Kuala Lumpur. Oh, God. You're going to have to throw him in here. Kuala Lumpur?
Yeah. That sounds right to me as an unemmed speaker.
And an unemmed individual?
Yeah.
But then again, after the Spätzle debate debacle...
But the only debacle was you. What were you doing?
I just put Emma on there.
That's true.
I'm just the
harbinger. Don't know if we can trust her anymore.
I'm the right arm of Emma. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what the hell's been going on.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty out of touch myself.
For some reason, none of the Reddit just, penetrated my dense, thick, empty skull this week.
It's almost like... It's almost like so much of Reddit was just people saying, like, 7.20 win that I tuned out and stopped paying attention because idiots ruined it. I just, like, it makes me less informed because I don't give a fuck and I stop checking.
There is a point in which, checking Reddit, enjoying a shitpost, and then, tolerating a shitpost, and then just kind of... Not being angry, just being like, oh, this is not a place that I'm going to go for news this week. And so we're going to bring you that special brand of Bottle Crow garbage this week. Six, I know you're excited because I delayed the podcast 30 minutes for me to finish this up because I had the idea. It's time to play that excellent game, Hot
or Haas?
Or Not.
I thought it was Hot or Haas.
Okay. I really want to not step on anybody's toes for copyright or anything, because you've seen Slack.
That's why you're going to use sound clips from Dota 2. Exactly. Because you don't want to infringe on anyone's copyright.
Hey, Valve said you explicitly that we're allowed to, okay? But Sir Action Slacks, that man is not right in the head.
He's a little wild. He's a little uncontrollable.
He's perfect in the heart and absolutely reckless. Cowboy in the head. All right. So this is the way it's going to work. I have a certain number of topics, and you have to tell me whether they are hot or not, okay? And if you get the answer correct, you will gain a point, and I will record it in our notes.
So I'm going to wait to hear the first topic before questioning your premise.
Okay.
Because on its face, this doesn't sound... Okay, go. Let's hear.
I know,
let's
I'm curious. What does it sound like? This is just
Like, hot or not? Like, is your question, like, fire versus ice? Like, what the fuck am I judging?
I will give you a topic, and you will tell me whether it is hot or whether
it is
not.
As in high temperature? Or as in a very hotly debated topic? Or, like, what metric am I going by?
I see. Let me clear things up. Okay, so I have 13, actually, topics, on my private notes here that you can't see.
Sure.
So next to some of them, I have marked hot in all caps in parentheses, so I know it's not part of the topic, okay? And then next to some of them, I have a different keyword that signals to me that they are not. And so I need you to tell me whether these topics are hot or not. You see what I mean?
Let's just try. Let's find out.
Okay.
Well, let's if we're going to crash and burn, we might as well start accelerating.
That's, you know, got to start somewhere. All right. First topic. Hot or not, six. Lena.
I mean, she's not really my type, but I guess she is a fire lady, and there's probably a lot of porn of her, so I'm going to say hot.
Warms my heart.
That would be correct. Six, you've acquired your first point. Congratulations.
Okay, great.
Let's go back to the studio audience and see what they think about it. Install some more. Second topic. Nahas.
Well, obviously, the classic game is hot or Haas, which would suggest that Nahas is the opposite of hot. So, obviously, Nahas is not hot.
Legal Tinder.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That is some good, sound, logical reasoning. However, Nahas is hot as well.
By what metric? Like, is this just like what?
Oh,
word
look at the time.
Nick,
we're
going to write down
a commercial break. His name, right. You know, the Haas part, it sounds almost like hot. I don't think that, you know, I mean, Slacks, when he did Hot or Haas 1, hopefully by the time this podcast is listened by the masses that come back for the Hot or Not game, it's just at every event now, Dota 2 or not. But, you know, Hot or Haas, he said Haas when he was moving away, as in like, oh, the hot and cold game. But I don't think it means he's not, you know.
You know, I know they teach in improv the concept of yes and, but I have a different school of thought, which is called the no and.
You know, honestly, I'm a big fan of that too, because I think yes and is just, it's just boring.
Right. So I reject your premise, but please continue.
I mean, I accept that rejection. That's fair. So you are at 1 point. Should I subtract points instead? Much more interesting, I think. And then, you know, you could end up with zero, and then it feels like we've done nothing but waste, hopefully not too many more minutes of your time.
Sure. Okay. I can see the
six. You've fallen to 0 points. Moving on.
Okay. Sure.
Next topic. Equatorial Guinea.
I mean, it's pretty close to the equator, which would mean it was hot, so I'm going to say hot.
Well, hello, everyone. As you mentioned, my ID is Chobra. My name is Will.
I'm so sorry. You had such great logic, but unfortunately, Equatorial Guinea is not, which is going to be signaled by Chobra soundbites here.
I see.
So in 2018 so far, Equatorial Guinea is the third fastest shrinking economy at the moment.
I see.
They've shrunk by less than 10%. You know, Venezuela is number one. They've had a lot of issues. It's unfortunate. But unfortunately, Equatorial Guinea is the third fastest shrinking economy, and 3 is a special number here.
You have 13 of these questions, huh?
So they are not.
All right.
Okay. So I'm sorry. You've now minus 1 point. Moving on. Katsudon. First, before you give an answer, I'm going to explain to the listeners what Katsudon is.
Well, it's Katsudon, first of all.
Oh.
But katsudon is a Japanese dish. It stands for, it's like a shortened form of tonkatsu donburi, which is basically a fried pork cutlet on a rice bowl with a sauce and egg and onions. It's good. It's a Japanese dish. I guess I'll say hot. I made one like an hour and a half ago.
That's why I put it on here.
Fireball!
And it's hot. You're now back to 0 points.
Gosh, it feels like I played a day full of Dota.
Doesn't it?
MMR, up and down, and up and down, and nothing changed.
And nothing of value lost except precious time, which money cannot buy. However, you know what money can buy, Six? Our next topic. Wards. Hot or not?
Those are cold. Those wards are not hot.
I mean, these days, I'm just super busy, so I don't really know.
That's correct. Wards are incredibly not. Honestly, the only reason I was kind of torn here, however, the reason that they're not, the biggest reason, they're not targeted by force staff yet. I can't use my force staff, much less my hex, on a ward. And for that reason, they are not. You now have 1 point.
I'm trying to figure out if this is the worst segment we've ever had or not.
Oh, you know...
It's bottom five. I'll give you that.
It takes time to age, you know? It's like a good 20 years we'll have to look back. Next topic is Bhutan.
Not.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that was the wrong sound clip because it implies that you were correct, but unfortunately you are wrong because we heard Lena's voice. Bhutan is hot, hot, hot. In 2018 so far, they are the third fastest growing economy in the world.
I want you to imagine my face right now.
Where is Bhutan?
I don't know. Wait, you don't know? You made this game?
I felt all like right. I knew. I felt all like right, it might have been a country
I'm,
in like Indonesia.
I'm aborting this segment. I'm calling it
oh, no.
early.
Oh no, you can't. Because our next topic is carbs. And you should know this one.
Well, carbs are not hot. Carbs are... Fuck, man, fuck
yeah.
Carbs. They're out.
I'm pretty excited about that. Number one thing.
Yep, carbs. Carbs suck. As you will find out later in Jackie's Chow. Next topic is azaleas.
I like flowers. Flowers are hot.
Flowers are hot? Final answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Why not?
I really helped transform how esports is presented.
Unfortunately, azaleas are not, because poison control, you see, is often called in the spring and early summer about children who put the flowers or leaves in their mouths and try to eat them, or when they mistake the flowers for honeysuckle and they try to suck on the nectar. However, this causes mostly mild symptoms like irritation, nausea, and vomiting, but it's still important to keep a close eye on children and pets when they play outdoors. Finally, do not prepare food or tea from plants growing in the wild or in your yard. I will have to take away your only point.
So this is just number wang, right?
Number wang?
Or like, oh, you're not familiar. It is from a sketch comedy show. It is the concept of a game show where the answers make no sense and people just spout nonsense for the entire
these,
life.
I thought about these for minutes.
Yeah,
how dare
you did.
Ascots.
Ascots are very hot.
Oh, you are so smart.
A slow burn.
Where are my ascots at? I hope next TI we see an ascot.
Ayo, where are my ascots at?
Maybe Bruno had an ascot, but I think it's time for it to go mainstream. Oh, look at my... I'm almost to the bottom of my notes here. Unfortunately, we only have 4 topics left. Next topic, and, you know, really think about this, are apricots.
Apricots are not hot.
I was in Colombia my senior year. I had 1 semester left studying political science at the time. And the more I studied it, the more I realized I didn't really want to do anything with it after school.
Yeah. Yeah, apricots are definitely not. Apricots are rich in fiber and therefore are good for smooth bowel movements. They're often recommended to patients who regularly suffer from constipation due to the laxative properties. And, you know, fiber is a way to bulk up the stool. So in this way, it becomes easier to transport things through the bowels to its eventual extrusion from the body. This is a bad website I copied this from. But that means you have 2 points. You were looking good coming in the home stretch here. Okay,
I actually knew that about apricots. But
I like apricots too. But normally I have them when they're dried.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah.
Like they still perform that function while dried.
That's true. Probably even more so. They just have, you know, more concentrated
sugar.
That's
true. Yeah, good point.
The Mercedes-Benz E-Class sedan.
Oh, that's hot.
It's in the bag.
It's in your trunk. It is very, very hot. 3 points. Second to last one, socks.
You know, this is one of those fun. So I used to play, let's make the segment longer, right?
Okay.
I used to play text-based adventure games, right?
Yeah.
And you'd play ones by like smaller creators and stuff. And you'd get to a puzzle, and it'd be like, okay, I know what I need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, how did the person who made this envision me doing it? I know that I need to, like, pull this lever, but, like, maybe the creator wrote it so that I have to wrap a rubber band around the lever and pull it with a chicken. You know, like, just, like, how do I get inside this lunatic's head, mm-hmm. right? So trying to get inside your head, I'm going to go ahead and guess that they're hot.
Let it burn.
Socks are hot. I mean, think of it. Okay. They perform this dual function, right? They protect your shoes from, like, the sweat or, you know, the just body fluids and oils of your feet, right? But they also protect your feet, like, from the elements. And I guess from, you know, chafing a lot of the time if you have proper socks and properly, you know, tightly tied shoes or boots.
Sure.
So I feel like socks are pretty hot.
They certainly are a way to keep your feet warm.
That is very true.
Not that solid logic has made a difference on any of these questions so far.
You had some really good counterpoints to some of the ones I thought about. I'll consider revising this, you know, for our next
time. Of course.
Like Jeopardy. All right, your final topic, and this is a tough one, and it depends if you've done your research. We're going to see just how educated Six is here. LA's weather tomorrow. Los Angeles' weather.
I mean, it's pretty hot today. I'm guessing it's going to be hot tomorrow.
Heat wave.
So I'm trying to think how to explain this. Lena, what do you think?
Heat wave.
That's not very helpful. That was the wrong key. So it's going to be colder tomorrow, Six. It's going to be colder tomorrow by approximately 3 degrees where you live, give or take, because you're a little bit out of LA proper.
Right.
However,
sure.
So, like, you know, today there was a high of 76-ish in LA, and tomorrow the high will be around, like, 72. So it's going to be colder. So you get the point. Let's get the point, and then we'll get to the meat. So you end up with 5 points. Congratulations. I will buy you 5 words in the next game we play.
I did say hotter, not colder. So you gave me the point, even though I was wrong.
So the answer is hot, and that's the thing.
Okay.
So it's going to be colder tomorrow. However, cold temperatures are in. Cold temperatures are hot right now, right? Because it's the fall time. I'm really enjoying it getting cooler again. I don't feel like I'm roasting whenever I go outside. And because I'm on the East Coast, I don't feel like I'm swimming or drowning in the humidity as much or as often anymore. And so I think cold temperatures are hot, especially, you know, like 70s, 60s. Those are like hot fall temperatures.
Yeah, the high today where I live was 88 degrees.
Boy, you are. I mean, is the terrain around LA that varied?
It can be, yeah. Yeah, there's a decent amount of variance, a decent amount of... You get like the temperature range for LA County, and it kind of goes all over the place.
Is there like elevation change? Is it vegetation, biome?
I think it's... I don't actually know. I think it's partially that LA is closer to the ocean. I'm further inland.
I think the biggest thing for me is I always knew exactly what I wanted to do.
I just wanted to listen to Chobra. Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. I honestly didn't know that, because to have such a big variance over here in Maryland would be strange to be like 30 minutes out.
But Maryland is like the size of a cup of coffee.
But it,
I'm in California.
It's
we're
very
like a
spread
real state?
Out, though. We're extremely spread out. To go like east to west, you could pass through a bunch of states. West Virginia and Delaware, but like a lot of states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm sure it's a very.
I mean, we've got like a plateau and stuff, but yeah. So with that, I would like to welcome everybody to our autumnal special episode of Bottle Crow. That was the introduction for it.
I see. Well, welcome. I don't feel very welcome, I'll be honest.
I mean, these days I'm just super busy, so I don't really know.
You know. That's a good point, Chopra. Okay. All right. Let's shake it off. You know, sometimes you go into your own home and you're feeling a little strange, but everything's okay. You hear a familiar voice and you're like, you know what? This is my home.
This is your home.
Nick, what's happened this week in our personal worlds of Dota?
In my personal Dota 2 server, just yesterday I was playing as in a five stack with some people. And then I saw our friend Shirts was also playing. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, I was going to get on and maybe play with Shirts. He was already in a five stack. We formed our own five stack. And then we must have both queued at the same time, because then our two five stacks played each other.
Who won?
We got fucking demolished. It was miserable. It was very bad. But, you know, there was lots of flame. Like, shirts. I think I played Spectre. Jack suggested I play Spectre. And I'm like, you know, I don't really feel like Spectre's good since the Desolate change. I know she's still fine, but, like, it feels bad to not be able to desolate somebody unless you're, like, 1,000 units away from them now. Mm-hmm. But I picked it anyways, and Schertz was on Axe, right? And so we had, you know, a bunch of sparring back and forth in the laning phase. I think we killed each other once. You know, there was a lot of other heroes in the game. But then there was one time when we were mid and there was a huge fight, and I daggered across the river to where Schertz was, or just back and forth, or somehow we ended up just smacking each other, right? Sure. And I ended up killing him with, like, 2 HP after we sat there, didn't issue any move commands. We just, like, A-clicked on each other for a good 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds. And, you know, that feeling of killing Schertz with 2 HP, that made it all worth it. And then there was lots of, you know, flame in the chat, in all chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was pretty exciting. And then this week, I don't know if I actually announced the name of our team, but the WLDL team, we like Dota League team I'm on, our name is officially Soak for Six of a Kind. So I like to think that Six is on the team in spirit, and we'll probably sub if we need somebody to.
I'll probably end up subbing at some point. Yeah.
But yeah, so Six of a Kind, we are Soak. Get ready to get soaked, because the We Like Dota League is coming up soon, so you'll hear about how much we lose in, you know, the upcoming episodes. We're in group B with some other people. I think our first game is against the team Jack is on. Yes, Team Tempest. So we'll see how that goes.
I could, like, try and sabotage them. I tell you what, I'm gonna, I'll, like, sabotage. I'll be like, hey, Jack, if you need a sub, just let me know. And then I'll, like, you know, disconnect the internet of one of their players. And Jack will be like, oh, shit, can you play? And I'll be like, oh, sorry, I really can't.
Wow. I don't know why you had to come up with, you know, the whole subbing thing if you're just going to disconnect their internet, but I appreciate the dedication.
Well, because I need, because if...
Oh, you have to, like, they're gonna line take up, the they spot have to, of the sub.
Right, they're going to line one up, and if they already got me, they're not going to worry about it.
So, are you going to reveal your hand, or you're just going to say, like, oh, no, I can't, sorry.
Gosh, that's a good question. It feels like the slicker thing to do, to just be like, oh gosh, I wish I could, but I think knowing me, I'll be too delighted at what a shithole I've been, and no, I'll probably be like, you fool.
Definitely an excrement hat. You're having a lot of apricots with that hat.
You know, I do eat a lot of apricots, it's true.
And I wear a lot of hats. I have, like, one hat. I don't wear a lot of hats. I wish that was true.
I wear a lot of hats.
Do you? Do you like hats?
Yes. Yeah, well, okay, so six, personal fact, number seven, I was on dialysis seven. For a while, I was on dialysis for a while, and now I'm on tacrolimus, and between those two things, I lost enough hair that my hair doesn't look great.
And hats are the solution.
Hats are the solution.
And apricots are the problem.
Aren't they always? So, boy, Artifact may not be out, but it's had a hell of a week, huh?
I feel like I need to unfollow all the accounts I've followed about Artifact on the internet. Like, there was a subreddit about Artifact that pops up sometimes when I go to Reddit. I'm like, why am I on here? I can't do anything about it. And, like, mm-hmm. I'll play and I'll pay more attention once I can actually play the game. But, like, I'm very much overwhelmed by all the Reddit posts, but mostly the tweets. Like, on the Twitter, Artifact Twitter's just... God, off the wall? They definitely had an intern. Nobody at Valve.
They're just going for it, yeah.
Has this much energy at all. Once you step into the Bellevue office, you're just like, your energy is just gone. Your public energy.
Brad Mirror used to have this kind of office, this kind of energy, but yeah, I imagine the Bellevue kidnappers have taken it away from him.
It feels like, you know, either they make Slacks do this Twitter, but he puts on, like, a full tuxedo and goes to a separate sterile office room with, like, a drop ceiling and fluorescent lights and, like, a very locked down corporate enterprise computer. And he does these. And so it's like you use a quarter of Slacks's brain to do these. Or it's, God, I cannot imagine, because it's kind of meme-y in a way that Wickram can be, except Wickram also talks to the account. I don't know. He would probably do that if he was controlling both accounts too, but like, so this past week also was Artifact Goat Week. More specifically, I think it was last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was a goat week, but there was a few goat cards. So Artifact says, welcome to Artifact Goat Week. Fortunately, it's Friday, so goat week won't last too long. Let's kick off goat week with a very fancy lady goat, the Satyr Magician, painted by Alex Burnman.
Now, of course, the problem here is that they picked, you know, you can't be like, listen, it's goat week. Let's show off some satyrs, and you don't give me the satyr tormentor up front. Right? What are you doing?
Honestly, I wonder if they just secretly are like lowering the spawn rates of satyr tormentor over time.
I only thing that makes sense to me. Like, it feels mean.
I know. Once we talked about it once, when you know we started talking about you playing Enchantress just passively, you know, a long time ago, I feel like ever since that point, I've never really felt the presence of the Satyr Tormentor. I think it should be Goat Week in Dota. We should plan a Goat Week.
You know what? How come we don't have those kinds of events? Because Valve is lazy. But how come we don't, like, oh, for this week, like, as in normal, not in ranked, because you don't want to fuck with ranked too much, but, like, the spawn rate of Satyr Tormentor has, all the satyrs, just satyr camps, like, spawn rate up because it's Goat Week. Or, you know, like, this week, every jungle camp spawns Roshan.
I think you're describing mutation mode.
Yeah, I guess I am. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, sometimes independent invention. Yeah.
We could cross over with a goat simulator. Like, we could put Dota Heroes into Goat Simulator. There's probably a mod for that, honestly. I should probably look into that. And then we have the Goat Simulator Goat as a temporary hero in Dota 2.
Yeah, we could do that.
It's the goatening.
Boy, that isn't the end of our artifact news.
It isn't?
Not by a long... No. No. I mean, first off, there's the lore part, which we can talk about, but it seems like you want to talk about that later. I want to talk about Crack the Whip.
Oh, God.
I don't think we can not talk about Crack the Whip. And to be clear...
I saw this like 10 minutes ago. Yes.
Uh-huh. To be clear, I think this is just an example of people being in the trench of game development and working like crazy and not really thinking about some details, right? But, so they've been, you know, announcing cards here and there. And they announced a new card called Crack the Whip, and I'm going to read Crack the Whip. It's obviously, it's the kobold, you know, the kobold one with the whip from you know, jungle camps we all know and love. And it's, the text reads, modify a black hero with, after you play a black card, give this hero and its allied neighbors +2 attack this round. And obviously there's a problem with having Crack the Whip affect black heroes that I hope I don't need to spell out for you. Listeners, Nick, I know you've already caught on. I can hear your reactions.
I'm pretty dumb.
Yeah, you can see how that sounds kind of racist.
Well, it's just they put, you know, they have a whip cracking, and they have the word black. Yes, like,
yeah,
you shouldn't have put those things together in, like, a stereo video game thing. Yeah.
Right.
Of course, context-wise, Valve is not, like, it's not a big deal. It's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And they fixed it immediately.
Yeah, they changed the name of Crack the Whip to Coordinated Assault.
But that is okay. Drama. Cool. Thank you. We didn't have much drama on the notes.
I someone would have pointed it out if I hadn't mentioned this.
That's fair. Very fair. What was it renamed to? Now I've forgotten.
Coordinated Assault.
Locked on Target.
That's the name of the... That's the. Okay. Nick, what's our next bit of news?
Well, now that Goat Week is over, we haven't talked about Envy much this episode, except the carbs thing that we'll talk about later. For some reason, Envy has decided on, at least his streams, that he's going to play, as he says, quote, another set of quotes, position 5, end quote, end his actual quote. And it means he's basically, I don't know, almost playing Slasher's Way supports. He's, here's a good clip on Reddit of him playing Faceless Void, and he chronos to make sure that he is able to, I think, kill a Sentry Ward, because he doesn't get any gold for it. Okay, so he spends chrono at level 6 to kill the Sentry Ward. And he was just, like, creating space. He had four heroes teleport, and he was dodging around. He didn't die, I don't think, or at least he didn't die for a while. The 32 seconds of this Twitch clip.
Right.
And he's just a, kind of picking some unique heroes and playing, I guess, an astronaut, because they create space.
I mean, it feels like, I don't know. To me, it seems like... I don't want to go too much into my theories, right? Or at least I want to properly contextualize them. I'm not sure this is a reasonable conclusion to draw from the evidence. This is the conclusion I have drawn, however.
Okay.
It seems like, given that Envy is, I would say, a top tier player, right? Mm-hmm. Like, top echelon, but is not getting top tier results. Envy is perhaps in a place where he is trying to figure out the next big thing in Dota, because he feels like he's, like, there's something missing. And so he's doing some experimenting with how Dota can be played and trying out various crazy things to try and make magic.
That seems very reasonable and actually probably true. It could be done in this, from the outside, stupid appearing way, but it could actually have a positive effect on... even just his mental attitude towards Dota.
And I mean, like, you think back to, like, I mean, we haven't had a revolution in Dota in a while. I mean, like, back in Warcraft 3, it wasn't like, oh, here's your one mid laner, by the end it was, but it didn't start out, you didn't boot up Dota 1.0, and I realize it probably wasn't 1.0, but you didn't boot up the first build of Dota and be like, oh, okay, we're gonna run, 1-1-2 with a roamer. It's like, it took a while for people to figure out how Dota is best played, and it feels like we have a pretty good grasp on that, but that's also kind of like having a grasp on science and our definition of the universe, right? Like, it's possible someone could come up with a theory one day that upends everything we know about how this shit works. Same thing could happen in Dota. Someone could come across this style of play, this theory about how the game should work, that will change everything.
This changes everything. Yeah.
I would, and if someone's going to do it, I think he's a pretty good candidate.
It would be Jackie. Yeah. We'll keep you updated on the latest in Position 6 Eternal Envy.
I'm really into it. I hope, I should watch some of these streams, because as long as he's not getting, like, mad salty about it, it's really interesting to see someone of his skill genuinely experiment.
Yeah, I think he has to be in a different mindset than the, like, super serious play carry, solo queue, try to win, destroy items to end game quicker. If he's goofing off, basically. He's not goofing off, but he's being goofy.
Mm-hmm.
So, perhaps he's a little less prone to tilt, a little less salty.
I mean, you can't get into mad science and never expect things to misfire. That's true. That's not how this works.
You just got to accept it, You'll just have to accept this and move on. To us talking about the Darkest Dungeon Announcer Pack, because they added another announcer pack. It's the Darkest Dungeon, and it's available soon.
Have you heard, have they put out, a demo? I haven't heard it.
They have, yes. It sounds good. I don't quite know what Darkest Dungeon is.
Darkest Dungeon is a PC RPG that was also ported, I know it was ported to Nintendo Switch, I believe it was also ported to the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, various systems.
Mm-hmm.
It is a turn-based, dungeon-crawling roguelike that is about sort of, like, punishing difficulty and, like, the... It's sort of a dark deconstruction of D&D in a way where it's like, oh, like, you're trying to explore this dungeon, but, like, the traumas of doing, fantasy adventuring are actually really hard on people and they get, traumatized.
So. That sounds dark. It sounds darkest. Wow. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of this, but I realized I actually had no idea what it was. I saw it like, oh, this is a dungeon crawler game.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more. Interesting.
Yeah, people like it a lot. I have not, because it's part of the thing that people talk about is, man, this game's so hard. And it's like, no, I'm good. It's not like I never enjoy hard games.
Which is really easy.
It's not that I'm turned off by hard games, but, like, it's not what I come to RPGs for, right? Like, I come to RPGs usually for the story. I don't come for the incredible difficulty.
You said it was roguelike too?
Well, I think like there's some randomization, like, you know, there are roguelike elements, right? There's randomization like dungeon floors and stuff.
Oh, but it's not like, oh, you die and you start over constantly?
I don't know.
Okay. It sounds like an interesting game, and I'm sure it must be good if it's been ported in. For some reason, they got an announcer pack into Dota. They must know a guy.
I guess so.
Yeah. So. Just like we now know more about the lore. It's time for Lore of the Week. Kazoo
I'm kind of... go ahead and read it, and then
Okay. So we have two tweets from the Artifact Twitter account, which, as we mentioned, is popping off. First off, here's this chain. Every game of Dota 2 is canon. Every possible variant of the final battle between light and dark is played out and made real. When either the Dire or Radiant lose, they just rewind the tape. Epic do-over. Change a variable and try again. Dota 2 is the knot at the end of time. And then Bruno calls out Slacks, saying, "Paging Slacks, how are you, friend?" Slacks, "All right, fire the Artifact Twitter intern. They just got high as hell and started posting at midnight." And that feels like exactly what this is. Because they then tweet, "Yes, yes, the TI3 final was canon. When you fed Anti-Mage to a tower at 2 minutes, that actually happened. Don't even try to count the number of times that Alchemist bought Dagon 5. It's madness, we know. But you made that madness. The ancients are only looking for a way out."
So here's the thing.
Does that mean that the game where the whole enemy team is stuck on a cliff and camped on cannon? Artifact replies, "Yes. Even when those poor souls stuck on a cliff. Shed a tear, my friend. Shed a tear."
Now you hear this, and you might say, one might say the Wheel of Fate is turning. One might say... Rebel One action. One might say they just fucking ripped off Blaze Blue, where this is the entire story of Blaze Blue. I'm not kidding. Really? This is just the story of Blaze Blue.
So Blaze Blue is a animated fighting video game that series that is popular. Is it that?
And the premise is that every fight is canon because time is looping, and that there are some divine beings that are trying to break the cycle. Yes, no, it is just Blaze Blue.
Really?
It is just Blaze Blue.
I did not realize that. You would know.
Okay. I would.
So yeah, there's some intern in here. My God.
I saw that, and I was like, yeah, no, I like playing Terumi as well. He's a fun character, but, like, my guys.
And this was tweeted at 1 a.m. wherever Slacks is. Is he central? I don't actually know. I know he's not east, I think. I don't know. Somewhere in the U.S., it was 1 a.m. when this was tweeted, and then Slacks immediately got up and did like a short emergency, quote-unquote emergency, live stream and talked about the lore for like 30 minutes.
He would be on midnight time.
What?
I believe. So it shows as having posted at 11:41 p.m. to me, and I'm on the West Coast, so 1 hour ahead of that would be Mountain Time.
Oh, did you? You said midnight time, I think. I was like, where is this? Is he in the twilight?
No, sorry. Mountain time. Okay. Excuse me.
He's a mountain.
Maybe he's in Arizona.
Maybe we're
or something.
In midnight time.
In Arizona.
In Arizona. This is all a big ad for the University of Phoenix.
Get your degree online without ever leaving your home.
So, yeah, I was in Columbia my senior year.
I should have said...
Columbia, Phoenix. The University of Phoenix.
I mean, that's the great thing about the University of Phoenix 6. You can be in Columbia, like in Columbia the country, and you can still, I think, attend the University of Phoenix online.
That's true.
You too can get a fake degree.
You know... The other day, I was playing some Dragon Ball FighterZ with some friends, and I really sort of dunked on one of them, right? I really kind of kicked their butt. And it was after they were talking a lot of shit, and I told them to drop their stick.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. That's a true story.
God damn it. I feel like I've been sixed. This is the shtick you do on the Garnet Wager with Alan. God damn it.
Don't worry, I'm not going to transition to the plug sound, but
that was really good. Oh, I was thinking about that today. Oh, I thought I put it on the notes. I think it would be really entertaining if Envy had some sort of, like, not schizophrenic. I don't know what it would be called. But it's just an all-Envy stream or an all-Envy game of Dota. So it's like Envy is only talking to himself as if he's another person. So it's he goes and he's roaching. He's like, I do not have room. I do not have room. And then he's trying to tell Fjorn to TP. And he's like, Fjorn, TP to me. Me, TP to me. Me, TP to me. Drop my stick. Drop my stick. Drop my stick. And I feel like that would be a really entertaining YouTube video for somebody to make. So if you can just clip this out of the podcast, because it was not a very good segment to talk about, but I feel like it would be great to send to the few people who make YouTube videos. So if you know those people.
It'd be great if you could take, like, okay, this would be a harder project along the similar lines, right? I'm going to take your idea. So you have, like, the classic moments of, like, you know, like, Fjorn, can you TP top? And then you intersperse in footage of a time that EE played Nature's Prophet, and then audio of a time of him refusing to teleport when someone demanded.
Yeah,
I think you could do some fun stuff with that.
That's got to be it.
Hmm. All right, well, unless we have anything else, I think it's time to kick
Kuala
it.
Kuala Lumpur.
To Kuala Lumpur. I'm at Jackie's Chow. You tricked me.
I did.
Nick, what are we talking about this week on Jackie's Chow? Fuck carbs. I usually ride a bike myself, but cars are okay. I mean, sometimes you gotta get somewhere fast. It's okay. Lower long distances.
Oh, I see. Cars? I see. You're mishearing me. I said fuck carbs.
Oh, as in carbohydrates.
No, actually carburetors. It's all about that direct injection shit.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. You know, I hear that is better for performance of certain, like, high-speed vehicles.
It doesn't have to be high-speed. It's actually more of, like, an emissions thing. Oh. Like, it does give you more performance, but I think it helps with emissions, too. However, the problem with direct injection and why some people are going away from it or they're hybridizing and they're using regular injected stuff, regular non-high pressure fuel injection methods, is that you kind of get carbon buildup no matter what you do in a direct injection motor. Because if you get any blow by and like some oil gets into the combustion chamber, then that, you know, you don't want that going out the tailpipe. So there's this thing, I think it's called a PCV valve, which diverts like vaporized oil, and it's supposed to go back into the intake airstream. So it's just going to get burned back up in your engine, your motor. However, sure. Once it, like, to get in there, all that oily, nasty air has to go by your pistons again. So, like, normally you, like a non-fuel injected car, you spurt in fuel through those pistons. And so the fuel, it's gasoline is not very chemically stable. So it cleans off the metal. But this nasty, like, oily byproduct air, that just, like, kind of does nothing to your valves. And so you get this carbon buildup around your valve stems and like the entrance to your cylinders and stuff. And it's apparently a big problem with fuel injected cars in general. And so you have to like get it carbon cleaned, which is expensive and can't always, you know, fix the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like fuck carburetors, but also, yeah.
That does sound rough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know too much about the care and maintenance of cars because I had a car once and then I crashed.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't know much either. I was talking out of my ass there for the most part.
To be fair, it wasn't my fault.
It wasn't.
So, what does
Jackie Mao have against carbohydrates? What is the source of his personal beef? His
personal beef, you say?
Or perhaps his pork or chicken. I don't want to assume. Maybe he's into fish.
Well, you see, I actually wonder if he eats fish. Probably not. I don't know. I will have to ask, you know, people. We saw
next time he goes to McDonald's, just be like, "Hey, you getting a fillet of fish to microwave later?"
Oh my god. If that's all I would ever want, to have like an interaction, have somebody have an interaction with Eternal Envy and a McDonald's, asking him like, hey, are you going to come back here in like 4 hours? Are you going to get some for later to microwave? And he's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? That would make my life. So I think reported on, you know, because we do good reporting here. Eternal Envy tweeted some stuff like carnivore and like what organ meat is good. Mm-hmm. He wanted organ meat, right?
Right.
Organs. Like, it's not really called meat normally, but yeah. He was very interested in organs. And I think you recommended a cow heart.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, it's very, very close to just a classic, like a, you know, more, not as high quality, but it's going to seem like a steak to you.
Yeah. I mean, I think in, probably seventh grade in middle school, we dissected a cow heart. It was pretty heavy. It was pretty beefy.
There's
good muscle there. Probably a lot of flavor, you know, mm-hmm. and maybe fiber for smooth bowel movements. So we finally figured out this week that Eternal Envy, he says, he started OMAD keto, which I think is 1 meal a day keto, with 1 teaspoon salt a day since February, lost 43 pounds, recently switched to carnivore. And he tweets out, fuck carbs. And apparently since April 20th, he was 191 pounds. And as of when he tweeted this out a few days ago, he is now 173 pounds. No, 170 pounds.
I hope you're doing it in a way that's stable and you can keep the weight off and you're not hurting your body. But in general, that's great. You know, if you have a goal as far as your diet and you feel like you're reaching it, then that's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't looked into, you know, the OMAD keto, but I assume it's just like you eat one big meal and it's all organ meat a day. The salt thing seems strange. It's just like probably getting rid of water weight, getting rid of excess or just some of the water stored in your body. So I don't know what the science behind that is, but, you know, if it makes you feel good, that's probably fine. Sure. But, you know, Jackie's he's getting fit. He's getting ripped. And he's going to rip apart the Dota 2 scene. Just you.
Hell yeah. Have you ever been on a diet, Nick? Have you ever gone on a diet?
I've changed my diet. I've never been on a diet, but I changed my diet and lost like 40 pounds in a few months. Hmm. A few years ago. And I was like, hey.
That's cool.
It turns out if you don't eat like shit and you just eat less, you lose weight. Who would have known? And so that is how I lost weight.
I used to have to go on when I was on dialysis, I had to go on a dialysis diet, and that wasn't really very much fun.
No. But yeah.
You gotta eat a good source of protein. You gotta not have very much phosphorus, so I'm acutely aware of like what types of food have phosphorus. You gotta watch your potassium intake, and of course sodium is a problem.
What does have phosphorus? Because I know like potassium bananas are your classic.
Right. So phosphorus is in a lot of processed foods. They use a lot of specifically dark sodas use phosphoric acid. Not across the board, but like a Coke, a Pepsi, some root beers. I think Barks does, but not like A&W, Dr. Pepper, and then like, you know, a lot of like artificial like cheesy stuff or like. Bacon's gonna have phosphorus in it. You know, it's just it's kind of scattershot. It's all over the place. Just generally, if you like something, it probably has phosphorus. that's what I like.
Phosphorus.
It's in a lot of dairy.
A lot of dairy, huh?
So,
So, let's talk about carbs and why you should fuck them.
As an asexual, I can't endorse fucking anything. I think it's a mistake.
Not even a really nice spaghetti.
You should really just go for that no horny lifestyle.
You just want to like reach out and touch it. I don't know. I also know some people, some of my coworkers, who are doing like low carb or no carb diets, and they just like eat lots of meat for lunch, basically. Mm-hmm. Some cottage cheese, actually, recently.
You're about to talk to the child of a person who has a degree in nutrition, is the problem. A lot of these diets, like, yeah, you'll lose the weight. They'll do that for you. They will. There are two problems. One, they haven't taught you healthy habits, which will mean you keep the weight off, right?
Yeah.
And two is, a lot of them are making you lose weight because you're doing malnutrition.
Because you're dying.
Right. It's like, yeah, no, you're going to lose weight because you're not getting essential nutrients. Like, I don't know. It's hard. And, you know, like, it's one of those things where if you want to do it the right way, there's not an easy answer, and that fucking sucks.
Anytime you deal with the subject of, like, a person's diet, like, what they eat, and then, like, going on a diet, a capital D diet, it's like people can get really into specific kinds of diets, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, right? Like, it's just,
right.
It's not quite a hobby. But it's like a thing they have an interest in, and which makes complete sense, even more than like any hobby, because it's like changing your body. So it's like a good thing to be interested in, right? But it's sure. Like the actual specifics and mechanics behind it are like not very scientific a lot of the time. And that's fine too, to like have a hobby and interest that's like, it's just, you know, what you want to do with your body. But then it's like, oh, you know, I must be in ketosis constantly, and that's what I'm gonna do here. Like, I haven't looked up much of the science behind a lot of this stuff, but it's not often the forefront of like, hey, are you being healthy? And you're probably, it's hard to know whether you're being more healthy, if you would be more healthy by staying like overweight, or then maybe more slowly losing the weight, versus just like, hey, I'm going to be unhealthy and like eat at a ridiculous caloric deficit of just like a cow heart a day, but you'll lose the weight. And then it's like, what do you do afterwards?
Yeah.
Because even if you are on a fad diet, like there's a higher chance that you will be at a lower weight average, even if you don't keep all of the weight off, than if you just do nothing. And anytime anyone wants to improve themselves, you don't want to be like, you're doing it the wrong way.
Yeah. I mean, even if in general, but yeah. In general, I don't want to tell anyone, like, you know, like, oh, your diet sucks or your diet's wrong or don't do that, right? Yeah. There are a few things that bother me about diets that can come up. One is, yeah, make sure you're not hurting yourself,
yeah.
Right? just be good to yourself. You've only got the one body. Trust me, I know better than a lot of people. You've only got the one. And then just, like, the other thing is, like, as a person who worked a lot of food service, don't be a shithead about it. I've had people come into when I was working at like a bar restaurant, and they're being like, oh, like make sure like, you know, no bread and like no fried, because like, oh, like I can't have anything like anything gluten, I'm on celiacs, right? And then they take a swig of their beer.
Like, I'm on that celiac shit, man.
It's like, if you had celiacs, that beer would be fucking you up right now. You're a liar.
I mean, in general, it kind of sucks to be on a very specific diet and eat anywhere other than your own domicile. So.
Sure. And it also can suck for the people, you know, and listen, I'm not trying to make it all about, you know, the people who are not on the diet, but it also can suck when you're hosting for someone. Like, I know we, like, my roommates had a guest over, and I often handle the nicer cooking here. And it was like, oh, okay, they're on a gluten-free paleo diet. And also they can't have meat. And it's like, okay, so I can make, like, what?
Like, honestly, what did you make?
Like, applesauce? Like, I actually was like, what I did was I was like, okay, cool. It's your guest. You're cooking. Because I just, what are you supposed to, you know? Yeah. And I'm not trying to say you need to change your diet to suit
the
people
all the
time.
I don't think either of us are being on the bad side of either spectrum.
No yeah. Hard lines being drawn here. Just sort of, you know, things to think about.
We're just, you know, two people chatting about stuff on a garbage show.
Indeed.
You know, goats don't actually eat garbage, by the way. Just to bring it back around, wrap it up, our fall kickoff episode.
It's a misconception?
Yeah, goats are, like, surprisingly picky eaters. Hmm. They'll nibble on and they'll try to eat a bunch of stuff, but their diet is actually, it has to be, like, controlled fairly regularly, like any other, you know, living thing, guys.
You think it's more of a case where, like, okay, so they're goats, they don't have hands. When they're curious about something, they can just kind of nibble at it. Like, that's one of the ways
they're trying
to
save
interact.
The earth, actually. I was on the streets the other day doing some, you know, feet to the pavement reporting, and I was talking to some of the goats that live around me in Maryland, and they're like, yeah, man, we're just, like, trying to clean up y'all's shit.
Man, you're lucky you didn't run into those Jersey goats. Those guys are motherfuckers.
Yeah, with, like, the tank tops and the spray tans. Can't win.
You know, something. You know, it's something wrong with the parent. You know,
I don't want to put spray tan on blast too much. It's better than regular tan, but also so much worse. I mean, you're probably going to get. You know, I'm sure there's chemicals and shit in the spray tan you're inhaling, but hey, it's better than UV light. Right.
You know what I like? I look at the underside of my arms, and I can see those veins clear as day.
Mm-mm. You are
that's
ripped.
Good shit.
That's no, good I'm shit. Not.
No, that's just transparently white skin. All right. Well, with all that said, folks, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Bottle Crow Reborn. You can find us on your podcatcher choice. In fact, I'm betting you did, and I'm betting that's how you're listening right now. If I'm wrong. I don't want to hear about it. Don't talk to me.
Oh, okay. I'm just on Discord, man.
Well, I'm on Twitter. I'm at SixDetmar, SixDetmar. If you want to give me some feedback or some questions or you want to get something on the show, you're like, hey, you said that Sir Action Slacks was in Mountain Time when he's actually in Central Standard Time. I need to know that. That's a correction that we need to issue.
Didn't the EU recently say that they're going to get away from the whole daylight savings shit?
When can we get
a piece of that?
Well, it's weird because daylight savings does serve a purpose.
It serves a purpose, but it doesn't necessarily solve a problem.
No, that's true. That's true.
It's kind of like diets. Like it doesn't necessarily have to be the solution to the problem, but it might not be. Like, for, you know, putting in all that effort to daylight savings time, it might not actually – it's not horrible, but
what's
it might not be –
What's the alternative to daylight savings for brave men and women to do nothing, Nick?
I don't know. If we all just, like, eat a little bit less time a day, I feel like we could have the same kind of outcome there.
Hmm.
Chronosphere.
Right into us with your thoughts about daylight savings time. If our intro and outro music is the Rhythms of Riftshadow Ruins by Jeffrey Bryce, a.k.a. Pomodi. You can find that in the Steam Workshop and help it get into the game. I also want to give a thank you real quick to Ashley Ryan, a.k.a. Svimmy, who did our podcast art. We're now getting other podcast art on other Scanline shows, but none of it still looks quite like this. Still got that the elegance of that bird. That's a good-looking bird.
That's a hot bird. That bird? Wait, hold on.
Haas. No, it's not Haas. It's hot.
Let it burn.
You said Nahas. You said Nahas was hot. So
Nahas was absolutely hot.
So the latest version is going to be hot and Haas.
Hot and Haas. Yeah.
They're gonna have to do that hot, one Haas on a different stream because it's too much for Twitch. They
hot Haas and
different
wild.
Service.
Haas gone wild.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, and until next time, peace out.
Yes.